The following program originally aired in 2008.
Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Jeremy Montero, pianist from Singapore, whose touch, taste, and dazzling technique are almost hidden by the myriad words and compositions that fill his busy life. His brilliant playing, singing, and composing make him an exciting guest for us. Jeremy, how are you?
I'm very well, Marion. How are you? It's so good to be here.
Oh, it's nice to have you. And I've heard you play, and quite amazing.
Thank you.
I don't think we ever had anybody come from Singapore.
No? Well, I guess...
So that's something new and special.
Yes, I'm really honored to be here.
Do you hear the show there?
Yes, over the net. And, of course, some of the CDs that have been released of Piano Jazz are available in Singapore in the record stores as well. So, yes, you know, we do hear the show. It's a wonderful show.
Well, that's good to know. It's getting, so it's pretty much all over the world.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm pretty square. I don't have a computer. I don't have internet. I just let other people tell me what goes on.
That's a good way, too.
So, you know, what would really be nice would be to hear you play a tune.
I'd love to, yes.
What would you like to do?
I'd like to do an original composition of mine. It's a song that sort of evokes the tropical feel of Singapore and that whole area.
Oh,
and
yeah?
And it's called Asiana.
Nice title.
Thank you.
Love that. It's a lovely tune.
Thank you very much.
So how did you get into music as a kid? Did you have a musical family?
Yes, well, my dad used to be a policeman in the late 50s, and he actually moonlighted as a jazz guitar player and a Hawaiian guitar player. He was pretty good on both instruments,
actually. Oh, really?
And my mom used to play classical piano in the house, so there was always music. And my grandfather, who lived with us, with my grandmom in the house as well, used to play the piano, so, you know, and a huge record collection that my dad had. Records by everyone from, you know, Floyd Kramer to Jimmy Smith, Oscar Peterson, so music was...
You had those records?
Yes, absolutely.
So your father was able to take time off from being a cop. Did he play professionally?
Oh, he only moonlighted, you know, playing weddings and those kind of gigs occasionally on the weekends or when he was off. And he used to have jam sessions at home with his buddies. And I used to like to jump on the Fafisa organ that he had. Remember the old Fafisa organ? And play in when they were having their breaks, you know. And then he said, oh, this guy maybe should learn the piano. And he bought a made in China piano called the Blessing Piano. And it turned out to be a blessing for me because I fell in love with it.
Well, did you teach yourself to play?
No, I took classical piano lessons for about 10 years. And, you know, and I think that's been very important for me to understand harmony and get a technique in understanding the instrument. I still love listening to classical music, but I've given up a long time ago any hopes of becoming a concert pianist, a classical concert pianist.
So what do you think about another tune?
I have a kind of a mix, Brazilian and Montuno original composition of mine I'd like to play. It's called Soliloquy.
Lovely title.
Thank you.
Okay. That's a very fiery soliloquy that's got a lot of passion in that. Did you have certain things you were thinking about when you composed that tune?
Actually, I composed the tune with a buddy of mine, and we were sitting on a beach in Malaysia somewhere.
Oh, really?
And I don't play the guitar at all, but you know, I asked him for the guitar, and I actually played the whole intro on the guitar, like a magical thing. I couldn't repeat it because I don't play the guitar. So then he played it back to me, what I did. And then I wrote most of the rest of the tune, and he filled in the blanks a little bit for me. It was one of those funny things.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
I enjoyed that a lot.
Thank you, Marian.
Well, tell me something. What's the jazz scene like in Singapore? Is there a jazz scene?
Yes, there's quite a bit of a jazz scene, you know, from the, I guess, right after the war, the Second World War. Jazz started coming to Singapore, and many musicians in Singapore started playing jazz. And in the 60s, we had a wonderful flow of great musicians, Count Basie and Duke Ellington, and Louis Armstrong came to play in Singapore. So, you know, everyone was exposed to the real deal. And since then, we've had wonderful musicians from America and all over the world come and play in Singapore, and musicians in Singapore as well, and the region, playing jazz, you know, in this jazz clubs, there's concert halls that whenever there are jazz concerts, they're almost full or full. So it's good.
And do
good.
You have, like, clubs like they have here?
Yes, not a whole lot of them. I think there must be in Singapore two or three active jazz clubs. It's a small, you know, cosmopolitan city, but it's small. Singapore is only 25 square miles. Sorry, 25 miles across, you know, east to west, and 20 miles north to south.
My friend Judy Roberts likes to go there.
Yes, she used to come very often, and last time she was there was about 3 years ago.
Is that how you met her?
Yes, when she came to Singapore to play.
She made quite complimentary remarks about your singing, didn't she? Like you must have heard that.
Yes, you know, I'm actually very, very shy and embarrassed about my singing, although I love doing it. And, you know, Judy and other people have said very encouraging things, so I've become a little more, sort of come out of the closet a little bit more with my singing.
Well, I'd love to hear you sing if you can bear with my accompaniment.
Oh, it would be a pleasure, Marion. You're too humble. You're a wonderful player.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'm confessing. Good tune.
Yes, it is.
Shall I do a little intro first?
Sure.
What key would it be in?
In G.
In G?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm confessing that I love you. Tell me, do you love me too? I'm confessing that I need you, honest I do. I need you every moment. In your eyes I reach such strange things, but your lips deny the truth. Will your answer really change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you'll leave me, saying, can't we still be friends? If you go, you know you'll grieve me, 'cause all in life on you depends. Am I guessing that you love me, or am I dreaming dreams in vain? I'm confessing that I love you over again.
I thought that was really nice. It was good to hear you sing.
Thank you, Marianne. It's a,
what other songs do you do?
That I sing or that I play?
Do you sing?
Well, I do things like I'm in a Mood for Love and all the old stuff. You know, I like to play my, when I play the piano, I like playing all kinds of things. But when I sing, I love singing American Songbook. I think the songs don't get any better than that.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Well, I see we've got a blues coming up, something you wrote.
Yes, it's called Blues for the Saxophone Club. And the Saxophone Club used to be a great club, in a jazz club in Singapore. It was really funny because the stage was like a ledge behind the bar. And, you know, the band members actually looked more like go-go dancers than jazz musicians. It was a great club to play in, though, although we were always fearful about falling off the little ledge of a stage, you know.
Really?
But it was so much fun, and so I wrote this blues tune in remembrance of that great place. It's called Blues for the Saxophone Club.
Well, this must be fun to play. Let's play it.
Okay.
I'll fit in somewhere, okay. Somehow.
Great.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.